Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the most average podcast ever. It's Zach.
Your man in the middle. 7'2" from a weird country called Lithuania. He's ugly as Bacchide!
And the nose.
This fella scares me.
That little kid from the Jackson 5, he scares you too.
Oh, mark my words, Lou. There's something creepy about that young man.
Welcome, folks, to the Zach and the Nose podcast. But more than that, welcome to the start of the NFL regular season. Welcome to the start of fantasy football. Welcome to the start of happiness on Sundays and Thursdays and Monday nights and Sunday nights. Welcome to Waiver Week. Welcome to Free Agent Week. Welcome back to Fantasy Football, folks. We have done a couple pods in the last couple weeks and over the summer where we're tasting foods and telling you how to prep for your draft and all this stuff. Take that. I mean, I hope you listened to it and downloaded it, but take and throw it out. We're now in the regular season. We're here. We're at volume 32, the Carl Malone edition of the Zach in the Nose podcast, according to me. But we're going to bring on my partner in crime, as always, each week. You can follow him on Twitter, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. Volume 32 says what to you, Nose?
That my number 32, Kevin McHale, was a better power forward than Carl Malone.
Right, in any other generation but the ones they played in. So, let's go back. That was my little shot at you.
McHale.
Right, Kevin McHale's really good. Let's go and let's get this whole thing started. We'll recap what the podcast really is. We talk fantasy football here in the podcast, especially during the fantasy football season. I bring the Nose on to give a couple players from each position, three major positions, I guess you could say, quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, that pass the sniff test. Now, we're also going to give you a couple players from those positions that don't pass the sniff test. Normally, when we start off the podcast, we'll give you the nose candy and we'll give you the nose bleeds from the week before. Obviously, we don't have that because we're in week one. So we're going to skip that part of the podcast this week. Since we're going into week one, it's very exciting. We want to start you off at 1-0 this year. Nose wants to give you the best advice that he could possibly give you. And we're here because we're at the start of the football season. First off, like I said before, I welcome the Nose to the podcast, at Spencer Nose on Twitter again, N-O-S-E, for any questions that you don't hear answered here on the podcast. I'm excited. This is your time of the year, Nose. We're going into week one. We're hours away at this point from the start of the regular season. Thursday night football, Bears and Packers. Lots of fantasy implications in this game as well. We usually stick away from the Thursday night game because of the fact that if you don't listen to this podcast till Friday and all of a sudden we had a whole bunch of nosebleeds from Thursday night, no, we don't want that to happen. We go Sunday night, we go Sunday, we go Monday night football and all that, and we get you prepared for fantasy football. Okay, with that said, we have to start off with our first segment that we do every single week here on the podcast. We need a couple quarterbacks that pass the sniff test. Nose, the mic is yours.
Well, let me first off by saying it's wonderful to be back with you. We have done quite a few draft prep podcasts, but we are here, and this is the best time, Zach. And you know why? Because everybody right now is 0-0.
Right.
Know what? Right. There's nothing worse when the person starts out 0-4 and they just check out mentally, don't set their lineups. But right now, everyone's got a shot. Everyone's drafted their team. Now let's just see how we do. So let's go over it, shall we?
Absolutely.
Quarterbacks that pass the sniff test. All right. I'm starting out with week one. And obviously, for people who are listening, I'm not going to go out and say, okay, I recommend Patrick Mahomes week
one. That's
a
good recommendation.
Right. I'm not going to be the guy who is going to give the super obvious pick. Now, some of these picks might be obvious to some of you and maybe not obvious to all of you, but what I try to do are provide players that you may or may not be starting, or if you're looking for that jolt to push that person into your starting lineup, maybe I could get you there. All right. Quarterbacks. Sierra's husband is the first recommendation.
Ooh, I like it.
Russell Wilson. He was drafted real late in fantasy leagues right now. That was a player that dominated 3 years ago. He's had very average seasons, but for week one, this is a beautiful, beautiful matchup for him. He is going against the worst defense last year that I have seen in a very long time, and that was the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right.
Oh,
right.
What a
terrible.
What a mess.
Right.
I didn't see them making that many offseason changes that they're going to change that. Seattle's at home against one of the worst rush defense and pass defenses. And guess what Russell Wilson does well? He does he rushes and passes well. So what I got him going for is a lovely start with at least 25 fantasy points in whatever kind of league you have, whether it's 6 points for a touchdown or four. Russell Wilson, if you may be drafting him as your backup, I'd like to know who you're starting because I love him week one.
All right, so any other quarterbacks? Give me a couple more quarterbacks. Russ, number one, but give me two more that pass the sniff test.
Hey, you remember me? My name is Drew Brees. Do you remember,
hey,
you remember him?
Drew? Yeah, nice
yeah,
to
I remember,
meet you.
Like,
yeah.
You know, probably thrown, what, more passing yards than anybody in the history
Ridiculous.
Of the NFL?
Him and Marino, yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
So remember me? Because I remember him going real late in fantasy drafts. That was another guy who just slipped under the radar. Oh, remember Michael Thomas? Yeah, he's pretty good, too.
Yeah,
he's got weapons, is my point. Oh, when Alvin Kamara catches the ball out of the backfield, goes 80 yards, whose points are those? That's Drew Brees.
Right, right.
So, listen, he was going late. But he is on center stage Monday Night Football at home against the Texans defense, who had a very poor secondary last year. I don't think they're Clowney's a mystery. Obviously, they have JJ who's going to be going after him. But I think that Drew Brees is going to shine in what I'm calling to be a shootout in week one. 7-10, Monday Night Football. You got Drew Brees. You're starting him, period.
Right. Yeah, Drew Brees is a good player. I don't know how he gets all the I don't know how he dropped in any of the leagues. And I'm one of the guys also that kind of saw him on the board. And I'm like, nah, I can get him later. It's not a big deal. He used to be a first-round guy. He could have been 3-4 years ago, even 2 or 3 years ago. He could have legitimately been picked in the first round, and you got a thumbs up from somebody by going, wow, I missed out on that.
He's right. And I just still – I know they're aging, and we will discuss Tom Brady over the season as well. These guys are aging, and now the new crop is coming through with the Mahomes and the Baker Mayfields. But, oh, remember me is my comment for week one. Drew Brees is a must-start, and you get that little added addition that your quarterback's going on Monday Night Football.
Right, of course.
And it's in an hour that you could probably stay up and watch.
Right, 7-10 starts. Great start for Zach in my house. Exactly. So give me another quarterback that passed the sniff test.
Okay, the last quarterback that I'm gonna actually ask you a question.
Okay,
you are a Miami radio
yes.
extraordinaire,
yes,
and you follow the Dolphins as close as anybody.
Correct.
Tell me about their defensive line.
Young, a little bit sketchy, no real pass rushers, big guys, but nothing that I'm really that worried about when it comes to getting to the quarterback or getting to the running back. It's going to be a couple weeks before I could really give you an answer on that.
The number one player that you don't want going against you when you're a young, unexperienced defensive line and that has a few holes in it is Lamar Jackson.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right,
Lamar, right. Lamar. You know, I love him. Week one, he's going to rush the ball. This is so obvious in my head. I don't know how many yards he's going to throw for. Maybe even 150 and a touchdown. But I do believe he's going to have 100-plus rushing yards, and he's going to score a touchdown on the ground.
Wow.
Because that's what he does best. That boy is a South Florida stud.
Oh, he's a native. That's right.
He's a
that's
high school. Right. He's a native. He's coming home. He's going to play like he's got, you know, fans and family watching you, and he's going to literally shred up the Dolphins defense. So if you drafted him late as well, and he was a player that is either picked as a late starter or your second quarterback, man, do I think Lamar is going to have a monster game. For DFS, he is a beautiful, beautiful play. He's going to get you a lot of points. He's going to be cheaper than half the, you know, or more than half of the quarterbacks that are on your FanDuel or your DraftKings.
And we'll also get to the nose pick of the week later on in the pod, by the way. I know that a lot of people listen for that to love it because that's where we get the nosebleed or the nose candy from. basically, that's the biggest part of it. Although any of these quarterbacks that have a really good week, we'll give them the candy. And if they have a bad week, we will bring up the nosebleed next week here on the podcast or on the live segment, by the way, on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz that we do each week here on 560 WQAM. Okay, let's switch positions.
Do it.
Let's get to the running back position. Give me a couple running backs that pass your sniff test.
So, Leonard Fournette.
Wow.
Leonard Fournette has been a very quiet name because everyone's super scared of his injuries for all the right reasons. That is a guy who cannot stay on the field. If you were able to get him in your late third or, you know, in the third or fourth round, I think you did pretty good. There's a certain time where people stay away from somebody so much for those type of injuries where they become actually a good, you know, they have plenty of value in a certain round. Leonard Fournette right now is healthy in this exact moment for week one.
Right.
I watched him in the preseason. He is shredded, Zach. Dude, the guy looks great. Well, the Jaguars are at home, and they're going against the Chiefs, and logic tells me that they're going to run the ball a lot to try to keep the clock going and keeping the ball out of the Chiefs' hands. I think Leonard Fournette has every opportunity to put up a buck, you know, 100-plus yards and a touchdown or two. Love Leonard Fournette week one against the Chiefs.
All right, give me some more running backs, a couple more. Give me two more that pass your sniff test.
Well, I'm all in on Chris Carson, and I think I've made that very clear. If you've been listening to me, I am all in on Chris Carson. He just reminds me of an old-school running back, the guy that they're going to actually give the ball to a ton, who chunks yards, 4 yards, 6 yards, 8 yards. He catches the ball out of the backfield. Well, he's at home, and I'm just literally – I don't do gambling, but my God, do I believe that the Seahawks are going to put just a huge number on the Bengals. And I think Chris Carson is going to be a huge part of it. So I'm a big fan of him. I said draft him, draft him, draft him. And I think you're going to get week one, you're going to get that feeling of maybe I did a really good job by getting him.
All right, give me another one. Give me one more running back that passes your sniff test.
Okay, so late night on Monday Night Football, the Raiders are hosting the Broncos. And I've been watching Hard Knocks. I watched the Raiders last year. Their defensive line is no good.
It's bad.
It's bad. Their rush defense is
really bad.
Yep. So I am saying that Philip Lindsay is going to be a very, very nice start. He almost made the nose pick of the week.
Oh.
Almost. So he was the runner-up on it.
Okay.
I think Philip Lindsay in a flex play, in a running back situation, is a must-start week one. If you own Philip Lindsay, you are starting him week one. And that's my three.
I like it. All right, we got one more position that we're going to talk about here when it comes to passing the sniff test. It's the wide receiver position. Give me a couple of guys. Give me three guys that pass your wide receiver sniff test for week one.
So I'm going with my trio now of Seahawks. As I've said, I'm all in on the Seahawks. I think that Tyler Lockett will be the guy that Russell Wilson throws one or two very large passes to. He was so good last year and one of the most under the radar wide receivers in the league. He just did it consistently when that was what people thought that he wouldn't be able to do, that he is the only guy that catches the 60 yarder. And if he doesn't, well, then he's going to have a bad game. He's proven that to be wrong last year, and the Bengals can't stop anything on defense. So I like Tyler Lockett. So if you have Seattle offensive weapons, I'm recommending you starting him.
Yep, it looks like a good play, especially against that really crappy defense. Give me a couple more. Give me two more that pass your wide receiver sniff test.
So I mentioned a shootout with the Saints-Texans games, and that does mean that the Texans will score a lot of points.
Right.
I got William Fuller as the...
Willie Fuller? Willie
Dot.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got Fuller. You know, Hopkins is going to take a ton of double teams. He is.
He should.
As he should.
Right, he should.
And they don't have, I love the name, Kiki Kute. Is unlikely to play at this point. You never know. But with that being said, there's going to be single coverage on Fuller. That guy's a stud. He was definitely drafted in one of those ranges where do I start him at a flex or do I not? And I'm here to say you're starting him week one. Start that guy. He's going to have a big game.
All right, give me one more that passes the nose sniff test, wide receiver.
He was a star in Friday too. And now he is going to be a stud in Jacksonville. I cannot believe I'm doing this, but Day-Day Westbrook as a – this is more of a my sleeper type of play of the week. I think Nick Foles could throw a football better than Blake Bortles. Let me start out by saying that.
Okay.
Do I love Nick Foles? No, I don't love Nick Foles. But do I think that he could be pretty good? Yes. It is likely that the Chiefs are going to score a lot of points. And as much as I do love Leonard Fournette, and I do, there may be a time where they're going to have to throw the football. Well, I've been watching Day-Day Westbrook, and Foles got something going on right now. And I do believe that he's going to have value this year. He's a sleeper of mine, and I like him week one. So if you're in a situation where maybe you, again, you drafted someone like Zeke Elliott, or you have a player that's not playing week one, and you want to slide a player into your flex position or a wide receiver position, I love Day-Day Westbrook. So it's a little bad out there. Has a nosebleed potential.
Yeah, but also has got some nose candy
got
in there,
some serious
too,
nose
right?
candy
yeah.
in too. And I'm telling you, number 12 on Jacksonville could be really good. I really believe Foles is going to lock in on him.
All right, those are nine players that passed the sniff test for week one here, obviously. If we have players that pass the sniff test, we're going to have players that fail the sniff test also. Let's start with the quarterback position. Give me three guys you do not like week one here in the NFL regular season.
So failing the sniff test is always a little difficult to do because I don't want to pick the obvious player. And especially with the quarterback position, it was really hard to do. So don't hate on me for these players, because I'm sure a lot of you do not have them in. But growing right off of it, Cam Newton, no.
We talked about it in the last couple pods, yep.
No, don't like him. Exactly, we have discussed it. I think that they're going to give him a break with the running, and therefore he just becomes a very average quarterback after that. I do like his weapons with DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, and I do believe he could have an okay game, but this is not a guy that I'm starting week one. I really want to see what he could do, and I'm really scared for him because Aaron Donald might be all over him.
Right,
that defensive line is really good, so I think they're going to contain him. Cam Newton, not your best play week one.
All right, give me a couple more quarterbacks that fail your sniff test week one.
So what I'm doing on this one is one of the best matchup a quarterback could have is actually Jimmy Garoppolo in San Fran is going against one of the worst defenses with the Buccaneers. They're terrible. So maybe in a two quarterback league, you're like, yeah, let me get Jimmy G in there. Oh man, I don't know. That's a big fail for me right now. I don't
wow.
know. I don't really watch preseason games and say, okay, I'm going to make a decision off this. But he had a historically bad preseason game.
It was
game.
Terrible. Like so, like me and you had the same QBR as he did in the same game. Me and
zero.
You. Right, exactly.
Yeah, do I believe in him? Actually, I do. Do I believe in him week one? No way. I would not start him in any situation. I would make him show you that he has a good fantasy football game before you could put him in your starting lineup. His weapons are less than to be desired. And I mean, I love his tight end. That's the only and Dante Pettis is a pretty good sleeper player. But overall, he was just throwing the ball to the other team in his preseason game. So I'm just saying, stay away from Jimmy G week one. Let's see how he does.
All right. Anyone else? Any other quarterbacks? Give me one more that failed the sniff test.
I feel dirty doing it because I really did love a lot of quarterbacks this week. But if you're starting Andy Dalton at any point,
I hope you're in my league.
Right. You know, going against Seattle, they don't.
And no AJ Green. That's the difference, too. It's not like right. he's still got a superstar there or a stud there. Boyd's there, and Boyd's a good player, but Boyd's a lot better when AJ Green's in the lineup.
Yeah, Boyd is a good player, but he's going to be double teamed in this
right.
situation.
Exactly.
And then what's going to happen? It's just, again, let's not spend so much time on this. Just don't start the guy, okay? The Red Rockets out.
That's a good one right there. That was the quickest fail the sniff test guy ever. All right, let's move on to positions. Let's go to running backs that failed the sniff test this week. You have a weird smile on your face. I'm not even sure what to take with that. Give me a couple running backs. Give me three
All right.
that fail your sniff test.
So this is
position.
Just like the most, what's it called? I'm going dead against myself on this one. Okay, everybody, listen. My favorite player this year is Aaron Jones.
Right. He's he was your nose pick of the year.
And he is the nose pick of the year. That being said, he has his toughest matchup in the season, week one, Thursday Night Football, against what I believe
the
is
Bears.
The
yeah,
best
of course.
Rush defense
okay.
there is. So, no, you're starting him. I'm telling you to start him. I'm just scaling your expectations as to what you might get out of him week one. So this is one of those don't shoot the messengers, me covering my ass type
right,
of situations.
Right, right.
Okay, I know he's good, and I know as long as he stays healthy, Aaron Jones is going to be a wonderful player for you this year. Just understand, and this goes for the entire Packers offense, they're going to be going against a ridiculously hyped up defense led by Khalil Mack. And it's on the first night on Thursday Night Football. It's just not the best matchup for Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Start him.
You look dirty talking. You like, well, I'm looking at you and you look like
this
you
is
feel
just called,
dirty.
You know, I'm just called hedging myself.
Right. Oh, that's, okay. That's perfect. That's perfect.
You understand what I'm doing.
Of course. Here. All right. Give me two more. Give me two more running backs that fail the sniff test for week one.
Duke Johnson is a player that I've been hearing a lot of questions about. Is he going to be the full guy there? Is what's going to happen with him? I happen to like Duke Johnson a lot. I think he's going to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. What we all should know and understand that he is not the type of guy who's going to carry the ball 25 times.
No, he's
and
not built for
and
it.
Not die
right,
out there.
Right, he's not built right. for it.
And so he's going against what I believe is one of the top three defensive lines in the league and in the New Orleans Saints. They're nasty. Don't think Duke Johnson's going to give you your best game week one. If you have no other choices and you have to start him, fine. But maybe give me a tweet at Spencer Knows NOSE. Duke Johnson versus this guy. Duke Johnson versus that guy. And I could help you out. Because you might not have a better option.
Right.
But I just don't think he's going to have a good game.
Okay. All right. Give me one more running back that fails your sniff test for week one.
I'm going to give you a team.
Oh.
And it's your team.
Oh, no.
I'm starting out early. People who love to mix emotion and fantasy, and that's just a bad move.
Work. I didn't draft one Dolphin on my team this year for that reason. And there really isn't a lot of guys on that team I would draft. No quarterback, not really a running back unless I was forced to take Ballage or Drake or whoever else is going to be in the backfield. Wide receiver, same thing. Tight end, same thing. And the defense, for sure, I wasn't going to take. But you're basically saying stay away from Drake and Ballage against that Baltimore defense.
Exactly what I'm saying to a T. Again, people go to the games. They want to watch their fantasy players. Oh, let me go in. So South Florida, if you're listening, do not start any of those running backs. Let them, I like Drake, I do, but not this week, okay? So
a Miami, tough matchup for the Dolphins.
Don't do the sucker move. Let's go 1-0 this week. Let's not go with our hearts. If you're 0-4 and want to go to a game and start Drake, fine.
That's fine.
Not this week. We're not doing it. Bad play.
Okay, that's pretty funny there. All right, those are your quarterbacks and running backs that fail the sniff test for week one here of the NFL season. That leads us to the wide receiver position. Give me a couple. Give me three wide receivers that fail the week one sniff test for the nose.
Sammy Watkins, right off the bat. I don't trust this guy all year. I don't trust him whatsoever. Love the offense. Love Tyreek Hill. Love Patrick Mahomes. I just don't see him as a guy that is consistent enough to get. He doesn't get the targets, and when he does, he hasn't been getting the big plays. So Sammy Watkins is a player that a lot of people drafted based off of talent and based off of the offense he's in. That being said, I just don't like him week one. I would like to see what kind of targets he gets, how he's used in the offense before I'm starting him with my fantasy football team. So I wanted to give you a player that a lot of people are putting in their lineups that I'm telling you not to. Wait
right,
on him.
Right. Sammy Watkins, obviously, in that offense would be started by a lot of guys. All right, let's go to two more. Give me two more wide receivers that fail your week one sniff test.
This could go the wrong direction, but I don't like Calvin Ridley in Minnesota week. Yeah, okay, so you have Mohamed
Sanu. Well, Minnesota's defense, I can understand
phenomenal.
That.
Phenomenal. Yeah, and you got Julio Jones, and then you have Mohamed Sanu, and then you have Calvin Ridley, and then you have Devontae Freeman out of the backfield who catches a bunch of balls. Ultimately, I just think it's a scary play. I think I really respect that defense one. So overall, Ridley's a guy that I think you have other options to put into your lineup. I just think he's going to have a very bad week. I don't think he's going to score. I think he might have that kind of three catches for 34 yards. Right.
Oof,
that right.
Sucks.
Which is just
sucks.
He needs to score a touchdown. And again, there's just not enough balls to go around. I really like, Austin Hooper's a good tight end. So, fantasy football, we'll discuss it from all day long, is all about targets. I'm concerned about Calvin Ridley's targets week one. And when he is targeted, that is a very good defense.
All right, give me another wide receiver, your last wide receiver that fails the week one sniff test.
I'm going to pull the same move that I did with the Dolphins running backs, and I'm going to tell you, do not start any Green Bay wide receivers not named Devontae Adams.
Okay, that's a good one.
I think that Scantling and Geronimo Allison are good talents. I think there's going to be plenty of times when I'm recommending a player like those guys, but not this week, not against Chicago. I know they're going to be on your roster. I know you're going to want to watch that game, and I know it's sometimes tempting to put those players into your lineup because of the first NFL game.
Of course.
That's a sucker move.
Yep.
That's another called it's amateur hour.
Right.
Don't be an amateur.
That's why you're listening to this. We're going to make you not an amateur.
That's what I'm trying to do here. Week one, go 1-0. Keep those guys out of your lineups. Don't be the fan who wants to root for the player. It's going to go against you.
All right. 9 guys that fail the sniff test. 9 guys that pass the sniff test for the nose. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, by the way. N-O-S-E. If nothing so far is the question that you need answered, you could always tweet at Nose and ask all during the week or on the weekends. Waiver wire pickups, starts, not starts, DFS stuff, whatever it is. Nose will be there to answer everything. Brings me to my favorite part of our podcast each week. This is volume 32, the Kevin McHale, Carl Malone edition of our podcast. It's, drumroll please, the Nose pick of the week for the opening week of the NFL season is...
Kerryon Johnson.
Wow.
Detroit Lions. Yes, you drafted him possibly late third, fourth. If you were really goddamn lucky, you got him in the fifth round. That was, in my opinion, if you got him wherever you got him, I am proud of you because, A, you listen to the podcasts. B, he's just a stud, a flat-out stud, and he's going against the Cardinals where he normally plays on turf. He'll still be on turf, and that Cardinals defensive line is terrible. And what are you going to do? You're going to run it down your throats. We discussed it in one of our pods a few weeks ago where, what's it, Patricia?
Right.
He's going to go old school on them. He's a defensive guy. He's not going to let Stafford throw for multiple interceptions. He's going to run the piss out of the ball. Kerryon Johnson is going to have a monster game. And he's going to be like that guy that you said, oh, my God, I passed on him for so-and-so or something like that. And you're going to be like, oh, this guy was the real deal, Holyfield. Kerryon Johnson, I wanted to make him my nose pick of the week this week because he was really damn close of being nose pick of the year.
Wow.
So that's how much I love him. And I want to get it out there that in a DFS league, he is a must. So grab him in your DFS leagues. Start him with complete confidence in your regular leagues. I'm just not feeling a nosebleed on this one. I'm super confident of the nose pick of the week.
Wow.
Kerryon Johnson,
wow.
Detroit, what?
I like it. All right, there's your nose pick of the week. Like I said, you also have your players that pass and fail the sniff test. Week one of the NFL season is right before our eyes. This is very exciting. We'll be doing the podcast each week here as well as Nose's live hit on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz every single week here on 560 WQAM. Nose, week one is here. How excited are you?
It's the best. It's the best time of the year. College football is obviously now going, and now we have the NFL, and everyone knows that red zone, if that's how you play it, because that's how I play it, is the most exciting thing ever.
Absolutely.
You know, just get yourself in front of a couch. If you're a parent, situate your kids in front of you
right.
with a lot of things that they could do,
right.
but you're keeping your eye on that TV as well, and just enjoy yourself. And just remember, fantasy football, it is just the best time. So just it really is. If you go down with injuries early, just try to keep it with a grain of salt because, you know, there's nothing you could do there. But at the end of the day, this is it. We made it, Zach.
We made it.
We are a fantasy
We're
football
here.
Podcast, and
We're
we are here, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. That's it.
Can't wait to win this thing.
I know. It's exciting. All right. Good luck to everyone out there this week in fantasy football. Unless you're playing my team, then bad luck, and I hope you lose by 100. Otherwise, that's it for us this week. Volume 32 is done. Follow the Nose on Twitter, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. I'm Zach Krantz on Twitter. It's Z-A-C-H-K-R-A-N-T-Z. Those are our Twitter handles. We'll answer your questions as much as we can. Otherwise, we'll speak to you next week. Volume 33. I'm going to take a wild guess who Nose's edition of next week's podcast is going to be. And I know who mine's. His is going to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Just joking. I know who his is going to be. All right. Have a good week, everyone. Best of luck to everyone. And like I said, unless you're playing my team, bad luck.
Kevin McHale's best up and under ever.
It's Zach and the Nose.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.